Then we do the same thing that Adam and Eve did. She made me do it. He made me do it. We don't hear that in our household, do we? Now, if you read the book of Genesis and you ask a question like this, well, what kind of snake was it? Or how did that snake talk? Or was it really just human reason? Or what kind of fruit was it? Or if you're like my mom, was it really fruit at all? We're asking the wrong questions. We're asking the wrong questions. Or you're reading the book of Genesis from the wrong perspective. You see, we aren't supposed to ask those questions. We are supposed to ask, what does this say about humanity? What does this book say about God? What does this book teach me about my relationship with the Creator of all that is and ever will be? You see, this is our story. The Bible is 66 books about us. The Bible is a book about God from start to finish, but it's also a book about us and our relationship with our Creator, God. It's God's way of trying to teach us who God is, who we are, how we might live, and also it's a story about God trying to be in relationship with us. All right? So, next, the Bible is a book that shapes us. The Bible is a book that shapes us. As Psalm 119 verse 105 says, it is intended to be a light to our feet and a light to our path. A lamp to our feet and a light to our path. God gave us these 66 books to shape us through the books. It is words that permeate our hearts, that live inside of us, that shape the kind of people we become. What we see and hear and feel shapes our minds. Now, I've talked about this before, but let me just ask you again, because I think it's really important. How many hours a week do you think we spend in front of the TV? A good question for me is, how many hours a week, Eric, do you spend around a football field? With three boys, all playing football. How many hours a week do you spend playing golf? Or crocheting? Or whatever your thing is. Then let me ask you this. How many hours, or fishing, I look at my father-in-law and I should say fishing, shouldn't I? Or how about this? How many hours a week do you spend reading God's Word? How many hours a week do you spend in a small group or here at worship or Sunday school class? You see, as adults, we are still being shaped by our surroundings. We are still being shaped by what we feed our brains. From the time we were born, and actually now they realize even before we were born, our brains remember things. Our brains remember everything. Now that doesn't mean we can recall it, but our brains remember things, and that shapes us. Those memories shape who we are. If we're 12 years old and we're looking for something on doing a project on the website and a pornographic photograph pops up in front of me, that shapes that kid. That kid will never forget that. And the bad thing about it is, those people that make those understand that as human beings, we will want more. If we hang out with people that cuss a blue streak, guess what?